Welcome to the Williams Meekin Why Be Hurtin' phone conference line.
Good morning. Sorry, you guys. I couldn't find my headset. Good morning.
Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning. Good morning. Sorry, I was running around here. Couldn't find my headset. So, it's a gorgeous day here in the Northwest.
Well, I guess.
Temperature just right. Not too hot, not too cool. Everybody went swimming yesterday in the pool, which was a little cool. Kids had a good time in there. So I hope you all had a really nice 4th of July. I would like to introduce Nancy Gilmer this morning, who is going to do our class. And so here's Nancy from Texas.
All right. Good morning, everyone. We were going to continue from last week where we were talking about the liver support. So I'm going to kind of touch on each one of the ingredients in our liver support. First of all, the functions of the liver, it is to regulate the composition of the blood, including the amounts of sugar, protein, and fat that enter the bloodstream. It removes bilirubin, ammonia, and other toxins from the blood. And the bilirubin is a byproduct of the breakdown of hemoglobin from red blood cells. It processes most of the nutrients absorbed by the intestines during digestion and converts those nutrients into forms that can be used by the body. The liver also stores some nutrients such as vitamin A, iron, and other minerals. It produces cholesterol and certain important proteins such as albumin. It produces clotting factors, chemicals needed to help blood clot, and finally, it breaks down, metabolizes alcohol and many drugs. Now we're going to start with one of the ingredients in our liver support is methionine, and it is an amino acid. It's also used by plants for synthesis of ethylene. The process is known as Yang, Y-A-N-G cycle, or the methionine cycle.
Nancy, can you tell us a little bit, what does that sort of mean?
Well, you know, I did not look up Yang, but with the spelling of it, I have a feeling it has something to do with the Chinese version of something, but you know, Ruth, I'm not real certain because I didn't do my research on methionine, but here it explains a little more about methionine. It is one of only two amino acids encoded by a single codon in the standard genetic code tryptophan. And the codon AUG is also the start message for a ribosome, R-I-B-O-S-O-M-E, that signals the initiation of protein translation from the mRNA. And I think this is getting into too much scientific for us, but as a consequence, methionine is incorporated into the N-terminal position of all proteins, and here are some other words that I'm not real clear on, during the translation, although it is usually removed by post-translational modifications. Let's see.
Okay, so that sounds like it, then maybe it is helping us to assimilate our amino acids, our proteins.
I would say that, yes. Let's see. And here it says rats fed a diet without methionine developed steatohepatitis. And administration of methionine that's more words I can't pronounce.
So we just sort of want to, we need some layman terms probably for kind of what, if we don't know what they mean, let's just sort of skip over them.
Another ingredient in it is taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E.
That's on the screen.
Okay. It is essential for cardiovascular function and development and function of skeletal muscle, the retina, and the central nervous system. Taurine is unusual among biological molecules in being a sulfonic acid, while the vast majority of biologically occurring acids contain the more weakly acidic carbyl, C-A-R-B-O-X-Y-L group.
Excuse me, Nancy. You said I missed something here. I'm just trying to take a couple of notes. Taurine is essential for, I was right at the first.
For cardiovascular function.
Oh, okay, thanks.
And the development and function of the skeletal muscle, the retina in the eye, and the central nervous system. So it covers a lot. I know that taurine helps with, like people who are going through a depression, kind of helps with that through the central nervous system. Go ahead. And if anyone has any questions, just jump in some additional.
What is taurine? Where does it come from?
Good question. I should have done more homework on this.
Okay, that's okay. If somebody knows, I don't know.
Would it be one of, I think it's another amino acid. I'm not sure.
I haven't memorized, I do not have my amino acids memorized. So it might be.
So then, there's also N-acetylcysteine. N-acetylcysteine comes from the amino acid L-cysteine. Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. N-acetylcysteine has many uses as medicine. N-acetylcysteine is used to counteract acetaminophen, which is Tylenol, and carbon monoxide poisoning. It is also used for chest pain, unstable angina, bile duct blockage in infants, and amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, which is the ALS, the Lou Gehrig's disease, Alzheimer's disease, allergic reactions to the anti-seizure drug Dilantin, and an eye infection called keratoconjunctivitis. It is also used for reducing levels of a type of cholesterol called lipoprotein A, homocysteine levels, a possible risk for factor of heart disease, and the risk of heart attack and stroke in patients with Some people use N-acetylcysteine for chronic bronchitis, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, which is COPD, a fever, a lung condition called fibrosing, ALVEOLITIS, head and neck cancer, and lung cancer. It is also used for treating some forms of epilepsy, ear infections, complications of kidney dialysis, chronic fatigue syndrome, an autoimmune disorder called Sjögren's syndrome, Sjögren's, I guess it's pronounced, that's where you everything kind of dries up. You have dry mouth, dry eye, the fluid in your eyes and so forth. Preventing sports injury, complications, radiation treatment, increasing immunity to flu and H1N1, the swine flu, and for detoxifying heavy metals such as mercury, lead, and cadmium.
Well, sounds like you would never have to take any medicines if you ate that.
I know. And I'm not sure.
Now, was that all with that taurine?
No, we've left taurine and we're on to N-acetylcysteine, which is another ingredient in our liver support.
Let's
see, N-acetylcysteine is also used for preventing alcoholic liver damage, for protecting against environmental pollutants, including carbon monoxide, chloroform, urethanes, and certain herbicides. Also for reducing toxicity of IFOSFAMIDE and DOXORUDICIN drugs that are used for cancer treatment and also as a hangover remedy, also for preventing kidney damage due to certain X-ray dyes, and for human the HIV virus. Healthcare providers give N-acetylcysteine intravenously or acetaminophen overdose. Acrylonitrile poisoning. And then AMYOTROPHIC, lateral sclerosis, which is that ALS disease, kidney failure in the presence of liver disease, chest pain in combination with nitroglycerin, heart attack in combination with nitroglycerin and streptokinase.
This is amazing.
I know. And for helping to prevent multi-organ failure leading to death.
Maybe we just should say, whatever's the matter with you, you better have some liver.
That's right.
Whatever's the matter with you, and if you take any medicines or anything, you have to eat some of it so that your poor liver can be supported to not...
Well, and a young man at the vitamin shop told me, even though you're not on even if you take one prescription drug, you need it, but also if you're taking multiple supplements, you also need to support your liver because of everything running through the liver. And I had never thought of that. I always think of supplements as being something good for us, but it's still, that liver is still having to function to clear all of that. Everything runs through the liver. So.
You can sure see why people who are on drugs need to...
Yes.
Could die off without from their liver. They'd probably why they have liver failure so often and everything.
Mm-hmm. N-acetylcysteine is sometimes inhaled or delivered through a tube in the throat to treat certain lung disorders such as pneumonia, bronchitis, emphysema, cystic fibrosis, and others.
Wow.
Oh, and here, one final thing, under how does it work, it is N-acetylcysteine treats acetaminophen Tylenol poisoning by binding the poisonous forms of acetaminophen that are formed in the liver. It is also an antioxidant, so it may play a role in preventing cancer. So it sounds like a wonderful thing to have. And it is a precursor to something else. And if anyone can help me remember what that is, it used to be right on the tip of my tongue, and now I'm forgetting. But anyway,
no idea.
Mm-hmm. So we should all be supporting our liver. And I was looking for pictures of a non-alcoholic fatty liver, and I was not able to find any that were real clear, but I have watched Dr. Oz show that. He shows a perfectly normal liver, and then the one that where a person has had a diet of a lot of fat, it will be very enlarged, and it will be pale, kind of a yellowish color, rather than the dark. So
I have a picture. Second, I'll see if I can hit it.
Okay.
Go ahead, and if you'd like to,
okay.
It would take me a second to, let's see, get it, put it in the PowerPoint.
And then our last ingredient is the, sarsaparilla. Oh, just a moment, I have to get back to it. I moved my, okay. And this, of course, we've all heard from way back in the Western days and when, and the early, you know, when, with the early 1800s and all, they would talk about sarsaparilla tea. Well, the properties of this are for allergies, lungs, glands, skin, stamina, blood clots, anti-stress, a sense of well-being, energy, hormone replacement, female problems, and venereal disease, and dermatitis. It says during the 1800s, sarsaparilla as a drink was as well known as the Coca-Cola drink of today. The reasons it was enjoyed were many. First of all, it is an excellent source of energy to recover from exhaustion. Secondly, it helps a person conquer stress. Thirdly, it is a frisky hormone source for both men and women. Lastly, it handles and prevents venereal disease, especially when mixed with calf golden seal. Sarsaparilla can also be effectively employed for relief of menopause, skin eruptions, lymphatic problems, and the heartbreak of psoriasis.
Nancy, I have to ask you a question there. Did you say a frisky?
Yes.
That rhymes with risky?
F-R-I-S-K-Y. I'm not sure what they're trying to tell us.
A frisky hormone. I have that's a different description.
I'm reading out of my herbology book. But, and of course, let's see. Oh, and Ruth has, you know, of course, the picture of the artichoke bud. And as a non-gardener, I didn't know it was so beautiful.
Well, they are. They get really big. Mm-hmm. And they're like, the plant is 4 or 5 feet high.
Oh. So they do not grow low to the ground. They're up on a stem, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But it's a beautiful purple color.
And that one might be a little bud, or but mine get like 3-4 inches across.
Mm-hmm. When we see them in the grocery store, they're no longer all that pretty. But, anyway, does anyone else have anything to offer with your background on any of these and how they've helped anyone with ailments and so forth? Or maybe from taking the liver support, what kind of...
I have a question, Nancy.
Uh-huh.
Did you say what the artichoke... I was looking for that liver and I didn't find it. It just looks like a liver full of fat is what it looked like. and it was a photo, I believe. But I didn't find it. Maybe I can get it a different time. But and I missed what you said. What is the artichoke bud for? What is that part for? It's listed first.
Oh, I forgot to go over that. Oh, now I can't get back to my notes. How do I do that, Ruth?
How do you get back to your notes?
How do I get back to my emails when this is on the screen?
You should be able to go to the bottom, Nancy.
Well, I'm running it along the bottom, and it's still not.
Is it because Ruth has us in full screen?
Yes.
Okay, go up to the top, and you see that little green thing up there, and hit the green thing, and you'll get a return so you can get back to the smaller screen, and you should, the bottom should show up.
Thank you very much. Okay. But, Ruth, I don't think I covered the artichoke bud. So let me go down.
Is that what is in our liver report is just the bud?
That's what it says, artichoke bud.
Huh.
So, I don't, when they say bud, do you think that's something more than what we're seeing? Or what part of the picture are we seeing?
Well, it means that you're not going to be using the leaf. You're not going to be using the root. You're using the flower. And so when they're talking about herbs, that's how they tell you.
Mm-hmm. The beautiful purple part, then, is in our ingredient?
Well, it could be the whole fruit. I would suspect it is. I don't think it's just a purple, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
We will have to do some... It's going to provoke us to do a little more digging.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or maybe
so here, regarding the artichoke bud, of course, it's as far as a tea, the artichokes can also be made into an herbal tea. It affords some of the qualities of the whole vegetable, acting as a diuretic and improving liver function. Artichoke tea is produced as a commercial product in the DA, and then capital L-A-T, region of Vietnam. As medicinal uses, the total antioxidant capacity of artichoke flower heads is one of the highest reported for vegetables. The narin, C-Y-N-A-R-I-N, an active chemical constituent in C-Y-N-A-R-A, causes an increased bile flow. And, of course, we all know how important that is for our bile to be working correctly. The majority of the cinnarin found in artichoke is located in the pulp of the leaves, though dried leaves and stems of artichoke also contain it. It inhibits taste receptors, making water and other foods and drinks seem sweet. Did anyone else know that? That's interesting. This diuretic vegetable is of nutritional value because of its exhibiting an aid to digestion, strengthening the liver function and gallbladder function, and raising of the HDL and LDL ratio. This reduces cholesterol levels, which diminishes the risk for arteriosclerosis and coronary heart disease. Aqueous extracts from artichoke leaves have also been shown to reduce cholesterol by inhibiting HMG-CoA reductase and having a HYPOLIPIDEMIC influence, lowering blood cholesterol. Artichoke contains the bioactive agent APIGENIN and LUTEOLIN. It also seems to have a bifidogenic effect, or beneficial gut bacteria. That's like our acidophilus type thing, the good bacteria. Artichoke leaf extract has proved helpful for patients with functional dyspepsia and may...
I don't know if we... I don't think we have any leaves. We just have the bud.
Oh, okay. So that's all that it had on that. But...
Sound like a bunch. Sound like everybody's going to want to take it if they learn all that.
That's right. So does anyone have anything else to offer?
Did you want to show that film?
Do we have time?
Coconut oil?
Well, if you'd like. Our time is almost up, but it's about 9 minutes long, a little over 9 minutes long. But it would be very good if you want to.
You guys want to? You need to. Maybe we could save that for tomorrow.
Sure.
Let's see. I have everybody paired to the fourth, and then we'll show that tomorrow because Monty's not going to be here.
Oh, okay. That would be very good. It just follows along. It's by Dr. Bruce Fife, and it just gives us more information on that. So I thought it was very interesting.
I thought it was interesting. I watched it this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
So who had something healthy to eat for 4th of July?
I did.
What
I had,
did you have?
I had something healthy to eat on 4th of July.
I didn't say it had to be everything.
That's what I heard. I had a smoothie for breakfast. I had a wonderful salad at dinner, along with meat and a part of a potato.
Wow! I did not eat s'mores. Have you guys seen those huge marshmallows? Sarah brought huge marshmallows over here. These kids are going to die. I didn't say anything.
Huh. No, I haven't seen them.
They knew what you were thinking.
What is a
marshmallow?
Sugar. What's a marshmallow besides sugar? What else is in it?
No. High fructose corn syrup.
Oh.
And usually tallow, which is, isn't that beef, something beef?
I
think it's like beef broth.
Beef? I don't think there's any beef in it.
Well, it's tallow. I think it's T-A-L-L-O-W.
Oh, the fat?
T-A-L-L-O-W.
Oh, lovely.
Tallow?
Oh.
I think that's how you spell it.
Oh.
Well, we had a big salad. Right out of the garden, so that was nice.
And you
had this watermelon.
We had a storm.
We had a monsoon.
Oh, it was lovely. It poured down rain for probably maybe a half an hour.
Well, that sounds like a really, really good for Arizona.
Yeah, it was just huge downpour. I mean, downpour. And that was, I guess, my first experience of a monsoon, what they call a monsoon. And I thought, what is the big deal? Because it blew over and it cooled everything.
Mary Lou, when I was a kid living in the Salt River Valley, we didn't call them monsoons. They were just good rainstorms.
Yeah.
Well, where the Arizona people got this idea of a monsoon, except I think it sounds better. But, those storms in Arizona are absolutely delightful because you've been dry for so long.
Especially when you're trying to put out fires.
Yes, and it cooled everything down about, at least, I think close to 25 degrees.
Oh, you're kidding. What are your temperatures?
We
sat up and watched 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yesterday was cool. I didn't look this morning. I'm sure 5, 6 this morning, it was probably 80.
Oh, Oh, well, that would be cool.
Uh-huh.
My mom used to get me up at 5 o'clock to pick figs, and that was the cool of the morning at 99 degrees.
Oh, well, it hasn't been that bad yet. I think that... I'll be heading for the mountains, Karen.
In those days, you didn't.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I was looking up this taurine that Bruce wanted to know where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
And taurine is an amino sulfonic acid found in the human body. It's also found and extracted from plants, such as seaweed, fungi, and bacteria. Taurine aids in the digestion of fats and the absorption of vitamins, the misspelled vitamins, that are fat-soluble. So it helps with the absorption of vitamins that are fat-soluble. And taurine is an amino acid that's found naturally in meat and fish. Studies have shown that moderate usage will, of course, we are getting it in our liver support, so it's going to improve athletic performance as well. So.
And I would think even the diet of these teenagers and all, they should all be on the liver support.
Absolutely.
Because once the liver gets damaged or overloaded, then that just leads off into other areas of health concerns. So maybe all of us can spread the word for the younger folks to be taking that to prevent.
I would love to share with all of you something that happened. We have a Native American daughter that we had off and on through the years, but when she wasn't in our home, she was introduced to drugs and alcohol and became very addicted, and she finally got rid of the drugs, but the alcohol just hung on, and finally it had destroyed her liver, and they said that her liver and kidneys had shut down. When we took her home, the doctor told Clyde that she would possibly live through the weekend. And we started her on just the water. And, of course, because she was in such a crisis state, she could only drink very little. But just in drinking the water, it was 9 months later she was taken off hospice. And I also have to tell you, because you're talking about liver support, she also used that. And so we know that between the water and the liver support, Mary Grace Medicine Top was able to get rid of whatever had destroyed her liver and her kidneys. Now, in recent times, she started having trouble again. And we never thought about it, and we were visiting her, and then it dawned on us, she had not gotten a filtration system, to renew the one that she had. And so we got her another filtration system. Do you know that she is doing so much better now? So if anybody wants to know, what do you do for your liver? Liver support and water.
Karen, was that just a normal 3 liver support a day?
Yeah.
Wow. We have a consultant who's pretty sick with hepatitis C.
Wow.
So.
All I know is what happened with Mary Grace.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, we just, in fact, she told us over and over, she says, that water saved my life, and I'm going to be able to watch my grandchildren grow up.
Wow. And they had only given her 9?
We took her out of the hospital on a Wednesday or something like that, and the doctor took Clyde off to the side and said, I don't expect her to live through the weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And they put her on hospice, and then they ended up taking her off of hospice. So if you don't think that isn't a testimony of what that water, and, of course, the liver support, too, But it was the water that she first started using, because she was just incapable of drinking or eating. I mean, she was really in a bad way. Have you ever seen somebody with the skin color of a Native American, which is dark, and yet their skin is still very yellow, and her eyes are yellow?
Oh.
That Mary Grace is Chas's aunt who brought Chas to us.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mary Grace, she has done a lot of changing for her family and brought many of her family off of the reservation because she had the opportunity to come off, and she just was thrilled with what happened with her life.
Wow, that's great.
Thanks for sharing that, Karen.
Good to go with what we're talking about. And by the way, we told this story to Lee White. And for those of you who don't know Lee White, he is a scientist. And he worked for many years in the research lab in Yakima. And we connected up with him down in Utah. And we told him that story, and he would hardly believe it. He says, I've never heard of the liver being restored. And he was having a hard time with that. So if you don't think we don't have some miracle products, you better think again.
Well, the liver is one organ, maybe that can restore itself.
Actually, they can take part of it out and it regrows, which everyone
knows.
That's
what I thought, too.
Mm-hmm. But another liver support would be the milk thistle, and that is an ancient Chinese herb. I may have mentioned it here at the story on the call, but there was a lady checking out in front of me at a vitamin shop, and she told the lady at the register that she said, my doctor cannot believe the results. He has taken me off of the liver donor list, and he was so shocked he told his nurse, come in with pen and pad and take down everything she tells you. But it was only the milk thistle that she used.
Well, I thought we had milk thistle in here, but maybe it does the same thing as artichoke.
It could be. But that is one that, you know, that I've always heard about for years, but I didn't know just how good until I heard that story.
Wow.
It can get you off of a donor list. So,
well, thank you for all the information, Nancy.
Oh, you're welcome.
Boy, you know, I just take the Nican supplements, and they say they're good, so I believe them, and I really like knowing all some of these additional things.
Mm-hmm.
But, so thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Yes, because that would be overwhelming if I got myself in a in the mood to go through and break down each of those Arnica nutritionals and see what what the different ingredients are and what they do, I would be lost. So that was nice to hear all those different things. I'm kind of like with Ruth. If Nican says they're good, then I know they're good after 20 years, I guess. They're not going to give us something that isn't the best. Well, that's good.
I have a question, Karen. How old was Mary Grace when this happened? Was she a teenager or?
What did you say?
How old was Mary Grace when she had this problem?
Well, she had the problem for years, but she is now, she's 52 years old right now. And so she was hooked on alcohol for years and years. Both her mom and dad were alcoholic. And they finally kicked it and got away from it. But it took Mary Grace a long time. And I don't know, she would have been in her 40s when all of this took place.
Okay.
Well, it wasn't that long ago, though, was it, Karen?
No, that's why I'm saying, see...
About 40, almost 50.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, she was pushing at 50.
Mm-hmm. That's an amazing story.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. And so tomorrow we'll show this film about the coconut oil, but let's review again some of the things that the coconut does. If Mary Lou, if you have some things to bring, that would be good. If you have certain things about, maybe I can find some pictures about swishing. You know, our daughter, well, I'll talk about that tomorrow. That's the other subject. So, okay, you guys, learning is, we all, I know, think learning is great fun. So thanks, Nancy, and all of you for all of your input. Have a great day.
Ruth, may I make a comment? I don't know. I'm assuming that Ruth sent out to all of you the summary that she is now doing of our meetings. But, you know, I think that summary is incredible, and I'm going to start sending that out to all of my people and encouraging them to come on and learn all these good things.
So I'm not sure that I'll do it every day, but what I was hoping to do actually was send it out once a week.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever it is, I think that's a great idea because, after all, people got involved with Deacon because they were concerned about their health. And this morning call that we have is a tremendous way to find out what to be doing for yourself.
Getting a great education, huh?
Yep. Thank you, everybody.
Okay. See you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy.
Mm-hmm. Thanks,
bye-bye.
Nancy.